Hello, this is David of Sparkle Stories, and welcome to the podcast. This week I am going to tell you a story from our popular Martin and Sylvia series. It's called The Woodshed Theater, and it is about how imagination can transform the seemingly ordinary into something as magical and amazing as a real theater. In part one of the story, Carl, a woodcutter friend of the family, comes to care for their forest and harvest a few trees for firewood. When he and Daddy decide that one of the trees would actually make perfect lumber, he brings his portable sawmill, and brother and sister get to watch a tree become long, wide pieces of wood. The real magic, however, begins once Carl leaves, and the whole family works together to start building with the new wood. I hope you enjoy it. Martin and Sylvia and the Woodshed Theater. Martin and Sylvia live in a tall house with lots of windows. From their second-story loft bedroom, they can see their entire backyard, with the tall maple and oak trees on one side and the horse fence that borders the Browns' farm on the other. Along the back of their yard is a winding brook that is lined with birch and willow trees. Beyond the brook is a wide expanse of forest and meadow where many wild animals live, including rabbits and turkeys and white-tailed deer. Martin and Sylvia knew many of the trees in their yard and even had names for some of them. There was Old Man Oak, which was the tall tree that had their rope swing. Martin, who was 7 and enjoyed swinging high, especially liked jumping off the rope swing into piles of leaves in the autumn. There were the 3 apple trees that Sylvia, who was 5 years old, was just the right size to climb. She named the 3 trees Apple Tower, Apple House, and Apple Car, because each of them became different things during playtime. And then there were several maple trees in the forest that they tapped for sap every spring so that they could make their own maple syrup. It was the middle of summer where Martin and Sylvia live, and once a year they received a visit from Daddy's friend Carl, who knows trees very well. They loved Carl's visits because they loved to watch him climb high in the trees in order to care for them. The morning of his visit, Daddy explained to brother and sister what Carl was going to do. "Carl believes that forests need to be tended," explained Daddy as he placed breakfast on the kitchen counter, "just like gardens or meadows. Sometimes older trees need to be harvested or cut down to make room for younger trees to grow."
"So he just cuts down a tree and then leaves it there?" asked Martin, trying to understand.
"Sometimes," said Daddy. "He'll leave it if the tree might provide food or shelter to the animals there, but usually he pulls the trees out so they can be turned into firewood."
"Is that what Carl is going to do today?" asked Sylvia as she readied a bite of scrambled eggs on her fork.
"Well," said Daddy, suddenly looking excited, "actually, he is going to do something special today. He says that the tree he is going to take out, the one that lost a big limb during the windstorm a few weeks ago, that tree is so straight and tall that it would make very good lumber.
Like boards for building? Asked Martin, who also started to get excited.
Exactly, said Daddy with a big smile. He is going to bring a portable sawmill with a big round saw, and he's going to cut the tree into long, flat boards that we can use for building.
He's going to cut the boards here? Asked Sylvia with big eyes. Daddy, can we build another playhouse? Asked Martin, now standing up. Or a treehouse? A treehouse in one of the apple trees?
Daddy smiled and held out his hands to encourage Martin to sit back down. Well, first of all, yes, Sylvia, he is going to bring a special trailer that has the sawmill and a little machine that can pull the log closer to the saw. He hooks it up to his truck and cuts all the wood right here. I've seen him do it before at the Browns. It's really amazing. And, Martin, I'm afraid the wood is already claimed by a different project.
What project? Asked Martin with a mix of excitement and suspicion.
A woodshed, said Daddy.
A woodshed? Asked brother and sister with some confusion. What's a woodshed?
Just what it sounds like, said Daddy. A shed or a little house used for storing firewood. You know how we stack wood and then cover it up and uncover it with a tarp? Well, a woodshed would make it all so much easier.
Will it really be a little house? Asked Sylvia, trying to imagine it.
Well, it will have a roof and three walls and a floor. No windows and no need for a door because the whole front will be open, explained Daddy. It will be a little like the shelter for the Browns' sheep.
Oh, said Sylvia with a smile. That will be nice. It could also be another playhouse or a cabin, maybe. Do we have to put wood in it?
Daddy giggled a little and said, We can't call it a woodshed unless it has wood in it.
Oh, said Sylvia as she continued to eat her breakfast.
They talked a bit more about Carl and the saw and how he would cut the boards, and then Daddy turned toward the window and said, You can see for yourself in a little while. I think Carl is here. Brother and sister brought their dishes to the sink and then went to the mudroom to put on their boots and sun hats. And when they got outside, Carl was backing his truck and his trailer into their yard. Martin studied the trailer and saw a track with special cables and a motor. When he spotted the saw, he poked Sylvia and pointed. They both marveled. The saw was so big. After about a minute, Carl parked his truck and hopped out cheerfully.
Good morning, he called from the truck.
Hi, Carl, called brother and sister as they ran to the trailer. Is that the saw? Asked Martin as he got closer to look at the blade.
Yes, sir, said Carl with a smile. And it is very sharp and very powerful. So you need to stand a good ways back when I'm working with it, okay?
Brother and sister both took a few steps away from the trailer and nodded their heads. Carl laughed and said,
But I'm not working with it yet, so you don't need to back up quite yet. First, we need to pull the old tree out.
Carl and Daddy then shook hands and chatted while brother and sister continued to study the saw. Sylvia wondered if it was going to be loud. Martin wondered if it was going to spit lots of sawdust everywhere. Carl opened up a bin in his truck and pulled out a helmet and a special apron and then his chainsaw.
Back in a bit, he said happily,
and then he walked off into the woods. Daddy brought brother and sister over to the back deck to watch, and they lined up three seats along the edge. It was quiet for a while, and suddenly they all heard Carl start up the chainsaw.
Sylvia moved a little closer to Daddy as it got louder. The chainsaw got louder and louder, and then Martin could see the top of one particular tree start to shake. He pointed, and then Sylvia hopped into Daddy's lap. The chainsaw got quiet, and then loud again, and quiet, and then loud again, until they heard a cracking sound. The top of the tree started to lean and then fall. The cracking sound became a huge thunder, and then the tree came crashing down between two other trees and into their backyard. Brother and sister clapped when Carl reappeared from the forest. They wanted to run over to him, but Daddy said, "No, we need to stay here for a while. Carl is going to be busy trimming the branches and then cutting the trunk into smaller lengths. You can watch here with me, or you can go inside and play if you'd like. This is going to take a little while." "I'm going to watch," said Martin confidently.
"I'll watch for a little bit," said Sylvia. "And then I might play for a little bit, too."
Daddy nodded and then turned back to watch Carl. For the next hour, Carl cut off all the branches and made two piles, one for the small branches and one for the big branches. The big branches got cut into firewood-sized logs, while the smaller branches got pulled into a bigger pile next to the fire pit. At this point, Martin leaned over to Daddy and asked, "That trunk is huge. How is Carl going to get it over to the saw?" "Well, let's watch and see," said Daddy with a smile. When he was finished with the branches, Carl cut the big trunk into long 10-foot lengths and used a long metal cable that was connected to some kind of pulling motor to pull the trunks to the sawmill on the trailer. Martin was impressed. That must be a strong motor. "It's called a winch," said Daddy as they watched. While Carl ate his lunch, Daddy showed him the plans he sketched out for the woodshed.
"Looks good," said Carl. "This tree'll give you the posts and the decking and most of the frame. Well, let's get to it."
Then he put on his helmet again and hooked up the cables to pull the log onto the tracks on the trailer. The tracks held the log in place as the log was pulled toward the saw that was spinning on the far end. Brother and sister sat at the edge of their seats as they watched. Carl flipped a few switches, and they listened to the saw making a buzzing sound as it started to spin. Then they heard a clanking sound as the cables started to pull. As soon as the log hit the saw, it made a loud brrrr sound as it cut the log into boards. Carl did this over and over and piled the boards in a stack on the ground. Martin watched and saw him cut long flat boards and thick square posts and then thin blocky boards. Carl piled the boards up until he was finished with the last log, and then he turned the saw off. It felt especially quiet to brother and sister. They sat there for a moment as their ears adjusted to this quiet, and then Carl waved them over to take a look. They could smell the wood as they approached. It smelled at once sweet and grassy. Martin walked along the side of the mill and saw all the sawdust and could actually feel the heat of the saw blade from where he was standing. Sylvia looked at the bright white lengths of freshly cut wood. She was amazed that only moments before that wood was a part of a tree.
"You'll want to use that wood soon," said Carl. "As it dries, it might want to warp a bit. But if you get her nailed in place, you'll be fine."
"Well, the plan was to start building this afternoon," said Daddy. "I don't know how far I'll get, but I'm hoping to get at least the deck in place."
"Well, maybe with a little help from these two," said Carl as he smiled at brother and sister.
Carl then started cleaning up the sawdust and the leftover bits of wood from the lumber while Daddy took Martin and Sylvia inside for lunch. They munched on their salads and imagined what it would be like to be a woodcutter like Carl. "I could probably make a whole house," said Martin as he considered the possibilities. "How many trees made this house?" asked Sylvia, looking around at the living room beams. "I don't know," said Daddy, "but that is why we need people like Carl, who can choose which trees to use for building and which need to stay to keep the forest healthy. It's a hard job and a very important one." Martin nodded and continued to munch on his salad in thought. After lunch, brother and sister joined Daddy outside to start building. They helped bring out tools and electrical cords and measuring tapes and pencils and then a shovel to dig holes for the four posts. While Daddy dug the holes, Martin and Sylvia measured the widths of all the pieces of wood and wrote the numbers down on a piece of paper. As soon as Daddy finished with the last hole, Mama arrived home from work.
"Well, look at that," said Mama with delight.
"We saw the whole thing," said Sylvia as she ran to her. "He cut down the tree, and then the big part got turned into those pieces of wood. He cut them right here."
"He has a portable sawmill," said Martin, joining them, "with a huge blade, and it gets really hot after a while."
"Wow," said Mama, "and it looks like you're already starting to build with it."
"We'll have to see how far we can get today," said Daddy with a smile. "But with your help, we might get even further."
"I'll change," said Mama, smiling back. And then she headed to the house while brother and sister went back to measuring. When she returned, she pulled on some gloves and clapped her hands and said, "All right, put me to work." Daddy was ready to sink the posts into the holes and needed Mama's help to lift the thick, long boards. They stuck them into the ground and made sure they were sticking straight up, and then brother and sister filled in the holes around them. Soon they had four long, tall posts sticking up out of the ground. This delighted Sylvia, and she started to skip around them as if it was a game.
"The woodshed, the woodshed, the woodshed has four leggies," she sang with a smile.
"Can we do the floor part now?" asked Martin.
"The decking? Yes," said Daddy. "First, we need to make a rim around the outside, and then the decking boards, those wide, thin ones, can go on top, and then we'll have a floor."
"Can we run around on it?" asked Sylvia.
"Definitely," said Daddy. "I'm not sure if we're going to get it done today, but we will at least get part of it done."
"We're going to work together," said Martin. "And now we have Mama."
"That's true," said Daddy. "So let's get to it."
Daddy then went to set up the saw while Mama measured the space between the posts. With all of them helping, it went smoothly as they measured and cut and bolted the rim around the outside and some beams in the middle. Brother and sister paused every now and then to clap and jump up and down in excitement. Then came the most satisfying part, adding the floor decking. They used the wide, thin boards for this part and laid board by board down, slowly covering the rim and the beams. Brother and sister helped nail the boards in place, and then after they finally put the last board in place, they all stood back to admire their work.
"It's beautiful," said Mama as she saw the square deck with the four posts sticking up from the corners.
"It looks like the bottom of a house," said Martin.
"Or a raft," said Daddy.
"Or a stage," said Sylvia quietly.
It was quiet for a moment longer as they all nodded their heads in agreement. It did look like a stage.
"A little theater," said Mama with a smile.
Sylvia's eyes widened as she considered this,
and she turned to Mama and shook her hands. Can this be a theater, Mama, please? Can we make it into a theater where we can put on plays and dances and things? Daddy, could we?
Mama looked at Daddy, and Daddy giggled a little. It does look like a theater stage, doesn't it? Well, I'll tell you what. It's going to be big enough for both. We can put a few rows of firewood along the back, and that will leave a bunch of space up front for a play. How does that sound? Sylvia jumped onto the woodshed decking and did a little dance. This will be our theater, she called. The woodshed theater, said Mama. I like it. And then she took Martin and Daddy's hands, and the three of them joined Sylvia on the woodshed theater stage together.
This has been an original story from our Martin and Sylvia series, copyright 2013. If you would like to listen to more stories about Martin and Sylvia, go to sparklestories.com, where you will find many, many, many more. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.